So I could do my opening remarks, and then if they haven't shown up yet, we could pause and Colin could call them. Would that maybe work? Or
yeah, that could work.
Hold on. I see an attendee. I think we're good, guys.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Okay. Well, then why don't we go? You started the recording, so I'll go ahead and gavel us to order. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is September 23rd, 2021 at 9 a.m. We have one item on the agenda this morning. This is number 2103571, a request for a conditional use permit to construct a detached 720 square foot accessory dwelling unit, or ADU, on a 4.52 acre property at 8599 Southeast, I'm going to say over Road, that already has a existing single family residence on it. And this is outside of the county's urban growth area. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like this one. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal complies with the county's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific criteria for approval of a conditional use permit under section 17550030A of the municipal code, as well as the specific requirements for an ADU under section 17410060B3 of the municipal code. To that end, I received 25 exhibits, I believe is the correct number, that I had an opportunity to review in advance of the hearing. These include a staff report prepared by county staff, information on the notice that went out in relation to the application in today's hearing, information on the environmental review that occurred for this proposal, various comments received from reviewing departments and agencies. I do not believe we had any comments from members of the public that I can recall for this particular application. So nobody expressed serious interest in the matter, but we will check later to see if there are any members of the public wanting to provide additional comments. And so I'm going to go ahead and admit those 25 exhibits into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they'd like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. Speaking of testimony, our testimony today will be under oath or affirmation. That's because when my decision to be appealed under our state's Land Use Petition Act, the audio recording of today's hearing, as well as the admitted exhibits, and ultimately my decision, would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. The order that we typically follow, and I believe we're going to follow today, is first I'll hear from county staff, who will give an overview of the proposal and discuss any recommendations that the county may have about this project. Then we'll turn to our applicant representative or applicant team to provide any additional information they feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of before I make a decision. Then we'll see if there are any members of the public interested in testifying, and if so, they'll have that opportunity. And if appropriate, at the end, I'll turn it back to the applicants and county staff to respond to any such testimony. So that's the basic order we're going to follow. I thank everyone for taking the time to be here. And with that, I think we can get county staff sworn in. So Mr. Poff, thank you for being here. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
No.
Great. And can you just clearly spell your name for the audio recording?
C-O-L-I-N and P-O-F-F.
Great. Thank you for being here, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay. We have a little bit of a presentation to share our screen with. Okay. Great. So good morning, my name is Colin Poff and I'm a planner with the Kitsap County's Department of Community Development. It sounds like you just gave a pretty good brief overview of what we're going to present today, but this is just a a brief presentation that goes over just some of the project elements to get familiar with the project, as well as some of the key special use criteria and code that we would review it against, followed by a recommendation. So that is just kind of a brief overview summary presentation. So this is a presentation for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. The proposal is to allow new construction of a 720 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit, or ADU. This ADU would be located on a 4.52 acre lot, which is currently developed with a single family home. The property address is 8599 Southeast Overall Road. This is located in a rural area of the county, and as such, a type 3 review is required, which is a recommendation given by county staff, followed by a decision from the hearing examiner. So we have all exhibits in the record, so I'll begin presenting the project. The applicant listed here is Nicole Newby and David Nichols. The agent listed on the permit is Puget Sound Construction Services. The application is was determined to be complete in on July 14th of 2021. We did a notice of application, and that was issued on July 29th, 2021. Additionally, we did a SEPA determination of non-significance on September 2nd, 2021. And we do SEPA determinations for ADUs when they're located in rural zones. For that NOA and SEPA, we did not receive any agency or neighbor comments up to this point. I would note that there are a couple of associated permits. There is the single family home that's there was permitted in 2019 under 19-05614. There's also a permit for a detached garage in 2020, 20-02109. I'd also mention that there was the same ADU actually had another permit in our system, permit number in our system from earlier this year, which was canceled, didn't receive any review, but they reapplied, and that's why we have it complete there in July. The next slide just shows where this is. This is our big map of Kitsap County. It's there in the southeast, kind of near the Southworth area, not too far away. This is South Kitsap Commissioner District, number 2. The next slide is zoomed in on our zoning map. And it clearly just shows that this is a rural residential, or RR, as are all the properties in the vicinity and even further out from what you see here. Per Kitsap County Code Title 17, ADUs are allowed in the RR zone. However, they are allowed only with a approved conditional use permit. The next slide is our regional aerial view. It just shows a little bit more of the area and kind of the character of the area. This project is at the corner of Overaw and Southeast Tharp Place. That's the north-south road there. The surrounding properties are generally of a similar size and kind of sparsely developed with a single family residence in a kind of a wooded rural character, kind of indicative of the rest of the surrounding area here. The next slide is a little bit more zoomed in. You can see here, this one's more recent. So you actually do see some clearing and a recently built structure on this site. According to the assessor, this is a 4.52 acre lot, which is fairly typical for the RR zone. The site and vicinity is wooded. Overall, this is going to be located in the western part of the site, which is relatively flat. It's currently developed with a driveway, which accesses from the south, from Overaw, up to the single family home there. Which again was permitted in 2019. So there is a driveway and also an associated septic and well on the site. The next slide is our critical areas map. This is our best mapping that we have for critical areas in the county. And since this is located on the western portion of the site, we didn't have any areas of concern. There is a pink area far to the east that mapped as a moderate erosion hazard. also a type in stream just off site to the northeast as well. But from review, this was far from the development area. And so no special environmental reports were required or reviewed as part of this ADU. The next slide starts us getting into kind of our substantive review of criteria and code. I list all of these because it's able to fit on one page the special use criteria of ADUs. And that is in case CC 17.410.060B3. So I'll go through these quickly, kind of this the basic standards for ADUs. That only one ADU is allowed on the lot. The owner must reside in either the primary residence or the ADU. The size shall not exceed 50% of the square footage of the habitable area of the primary home or 900 square feet, whichever is smaller. The ADU shall be located within 150 feet of the primary residence. It must maintain the appearance of the primary residence, meet all setbacks of the RR zone, meet health standards for water and sewage. An ADU cannot be an RV, and also must utilize the same side street entrance and provide one additional parking space. The next slide, I just go ahead and next two slides anyway, I list the some relevant comp plan policies as a conditional use permit. We do, we would look at some compatibility with our comprehensive plan and relevant policies and objectives. On the land use side of things, there's land use policy 50 and 51. Policy 50 says limit the designed rural area to low residential densities that can be sustained with minimal infrastructure improvements, minimal environmental degradation, and will not cumulatively create the future necessity or expectation of urban levels of service. Next is permit residential uses in rural areas consistent with the planned rural character of the surrounding area. On the next slide, a couple more related to the provision of housing, and that is that adopt regulatory changes to allow for non-traditional housing types, identify and remove regulatory barriers that limit access to or the provision of a diverse affordable housing supply, and disperse affordable housing opportunities throughout the county. So that's just kind of a preview of some relevant policies and special use criteria. And now looking specifically at the site plan, I will also have kind of a little bit more of a zoomed in version, but essentially what you can see here on the northwest is the existing single family home. And there's the septic drain field there to the east. You can see the driveway coming from the south from Overall Road. And then the location there south of the home, about separated by I think 88 feet, is the 720 square foot ADU that is proposed. Setbacks for this zone are 50 feet from the front, and then for accessory structures 5 feet from the side and rear. So you can see the 50 foot setback from Overaw is met. There are three additional parking spaces available directly in front of the ADU. And the site plan also shows us that there's no other ADUs, mobile homes, RVs, ALQs, et cetera, present on the site. The owner will reside in the primary residence. Again, that's about 88 feet away, meeting the requirement that it's within 150 feet. And generally the review of the site plan shows that it meets the ADU criteria for special uses in chapter or title 17, 410.060B3. Again, and there's also no new access points proposed. It's gonna utilize that existing driveway as well. And then just real quick, the next slide is a little bit more zoomed in. So you can see there again, that offshoot off the existing driveway where parking's in front of it, the 720 square foot ADU, and then again, the other existing features of the site, as well as topography lines. This is just a floor plan of the single family home. We review this to make sure that we review the square footage of the home and that there's no existing accessory living quarters within the home. This is a 1,788 square foot home. So 50% of that value is 894. So an ADU at any time would be limited to 894 square feet maximum. And the next slide is a floor plan of the proposed ADU, which is a one story, one bed, one bath structure. The exterior dimensions are 24 by 30 feet. That equals 720 square feet total. And then the floor plan, it just shows pretty standard, a one bedroom, one bath, living room and kitchen there for the ADU. The next slide. This home was constructed rather recently. This is the existing single family home. We have photos of it to kind of look at the aesthetic compatibility to the proposed home. So you can you can see here what it looks like from the front, as well as just an image of one of the sides. Then the next slide is also, which is in the record, an elevation of the single family home. And then the next slide is elevations that were provided for the ADU. So there are a few notable architectural similarities between the elevations of the single family residence compared to the elevations of the ADU. And those would be in separate exhibits that could be reviewed. Both are one-story structures. They have a pitched roof, horizontal siding, slider windows. Reading the applicant's narrative, they've stated that both structures will use matching materials, including some similar design details, and will utilize a similar color scheme that you saw in that picture, consisting of grays, whites, and blues. And there is a condition of approval for review of colors and materials at the time, again, a building permit. The next slide. This lists the four general criteria for approval of a conditional use permit. And so we reviewed this against that CUP criteria, the special use criteria for ADUs, the RR zone. And we found through that review and through the public noticing and SEPA that we did that this is consistent with our comprehensive plan and compliant with applicable codes and regulations and meets those special use criteria for ADUs. Also compatible with the surrounding area and does not appear to have any detrimental characteristics to the vicinity. So with that, we would recommend approval of this ADU CUP with the 22 conditions that you see in the staff report. And that's that concludes the presentation.
Great, thank you, Mr. Pop. So just a couple questions. I think it was clear from both the materials and from your presentation just now, but there was obviously a more thorough permitting process when the house went up and there was the site was cleared. I assume anything to do with the forest practices permit or anything like that would have happened back then. Is that right?
Correct. There would have been an environmental review specifically at the time of the SFR. Also, I assume with the garage as well, but I did review also some of the notes and environmental review that occurred in 2019 for the single family home when doing this. But yes, that would have been any of the clearing, original clearing and things like that would have happened kind of at that time.
Right. Because no, it didn't look, and I think one of your slides showed it pretty clearly that there's going to be no additional clearing or grading that needs to occur or no tree removal or anything substantive like that for this ADU to be constructed, correct?
Correct.
Excellent. Okay. And then just working backward then, you had talked about one of the conditions relates to sort of ensuring the design is compatible, but just to clarify for the record, there aren't specific design review guidelines in the county, or are there? I just want to make sure I understand fully for the record.
That's right. Just generally speaking, we don't have design review standards for single family homes, for example, or anything like that. It's simply a basic standard for ADUs to review for aesthetic compatibility. I don't have the exact language in front of me, but it's to maintain the appearance of the primary residence. So there's no specific criteria to review against. It's just kind of review that specific standard.
You or someone with a good eye at the county will check and go, yeah, that looks like a pretty good paint color to match, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, we look at colors and materials and we kind of side by side review the kind of the elevations and yeah, it's somewhat of a judgment call that it's kind of maintain that appearance. Yeah.
Okay. And then because I always like to ask, has the comprehensive plan or zoning code been amended or changed in any way that would have an impact on this proposal since the application was deemed complete?
No.
Okay. And then I think at the outset, I had said 25 exhibits. Does that match with your records?
See, I have, yes, 25.
Okay, and Amanda was nodding, so I think then we're probably good. So I think we're all set there. So that's actually the only questions that I had on this very straightforward matter. So I think we're ready to see if we have the applicant. I see Nicole Newby is here. So why don't we see if she had any additional thoughts she wanted to share.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I'm going to swear you in, okay?
Okay.
I'm pretending and imagining that your right hand is up. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in any testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And could you just clearly spell your name for the audio recording?
Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Newby, N-E-W-B-Y.
Great. Thank you so much for being here. So, essentially, Mr. Poff gave a thorough overview of what I need to consider and what the criteria are. And I think the plans are very clear and, you know, easy to understand. But this is an opportunity for you to provide any additional information that you feel I should think about in advance of me making decisions. So anything you'd like to share, now would be your moment.
You know, the only thing I would like to add to is just essentially that our plan here, our plan here is to build what we refer to as a mini me house, essentially, you know, as Mr. Poff said, matching the primary residence. My parents are going to be residing in the ADU. That's the purpose of it. Just my mom and my stepdad. Be nice to have them on sites. My mom is getting older and, you know, just it seemed like a very economical way to keep the family together. We're very proud of our residents. We waited a long time to build this place, and we certainly don't want to do anything that would, you know, infringe or, you know, do anything to lessen its value. Our goal here is just really to improve our property. You know, the community, we're community members. We've lived in South Kitsap for a very long time. We're proud of where we live. So certainly our goal here is just to make improvements.
Great. And I was curious, I mean, was this plan already maybe sort of floating around or in place when you guys first put together the
yes.
layout? Okay, I was going to say, you yes. didn't have to do a whole lot more for this to go in other than get this permit and a building
Correct.
Down the road. But
yes, when we initially submitted the site plan for the primary residence, it included an ADU, which at that time was just considered for future use. And now here we are in the future.
Okay. Great. Well, I don't actually have any further questions. You know, I have reviewed everything. And as I said, clearly it's there was thought that went into it, and we're wrapping up the final details, and you clarified that it's your parents that will be living there. And so you've satisfied that criteria of the code. So that's all I had. So unless you had anything further you wanted to add, I was going to next see if we have members of the public that were interested in testifying.
No, sir. I don't have anything further to add at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Newby. So the next name I see on the list is Alicia Adler. So we'll see if Alicia Adler had anything.
I believe she's county staff.
Oh, okay. The name was so familiar, but I just, yeah, okay. So, and then the final one is Ryan Montgomery and Armstrong, which I know is in a law firm in Kitsap County. And I'm thinking this might actually be someone from my staff, our future hearing examiner, but is this Scott Shoemaker or someone else? I'm curious.
Looks like they are just observing also.
Okay, I was gonna give them an opportunity to say hello if it was Scott Shoemaker, but With that, then let's go back to Mr. Poff. Mr. Poff, did you have anything further on behalf of the county? I don't think much has changed based on what we've heard, but I always like to see if the county had anything further they wanted to add. And you are muted, sir.
Thank you. nothing additional at this time. I think I covered what I'd like to cover.
Great. Well, thank you. Okay. Well, I will say based on that, everything that it was already in the record, everything I heard today, I don't always get to do this, but I can tell you based on everything I've seen, I don't see any issue with approving the proposal with the recommended conditions of approval. You know what? I wanted to ask Ms. Newby one more thing. I overlooked. Ms. Newby, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I just wanted to ask, did you have an opportunity to review the staff report that Mr. Poff prepared?
I did, yes. I have it right in front of me.
Excellent. Did you have any concerns with his recommended conditions of approval? If so, now is the best time to talk about them.
No. I think we've pretty much already or intend to comply with everything that he's recommended.
All right. Thank you for clarifying. Sorry, I forgot to ask you that earlier. So thank you. So Mr. Poff, it sounds like you were done. So the final thing I was going to say was, based on everything I've heard, I see no issue with approving the proposal with the recommended conditions of approval from county staff. So my office will get to work on that. Because of the pandemic, the county has adopted a general policy to leave the record open for one additional week, just in case there were members of the public that wanted to participate but couldn't sort it out, et cetera. So the record technically will remain open for one additional week, but despite that, it is my intent to have this decision out to Ms. Newby, to the county, who will ensure it gets to our applicants within 2 weeks of today. And it will be a decision approving the proposal with the recommended conditions. So with that, I think we can conclude today's hearing. I just wanted to thank everyone for taking the time to be here. And I wish everyone safety and good health as we continue to slog through this never-ending thing. So I think with that, we're done. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.